ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Bruchem Amazinim. This shir will be Ezra Hashem be a Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Ayin. The Mishnah says, Me'emasai Chayiv, when is a Ben Sayer Umayra Chayiv? Mishayechel Tartimar Bosar V'yishta Chatzi Lug Yayin Ha'italki. Now we're going to start with a short Nakuda in Pshat. This that the Mishnah says Yayin Ha'italki, Italian wine, is that Davka or Lav Davka? And we find in this four shitas in the Rishayim. Rashi B'Divrei Maschil Yayin Ha'italki explains, Toivu Me'ulahu U'mamshech Basrei. It's a kind of wine which is mamshech, the drinker, to drink more and more. Avu B'chamra Achina Ein Echayiv B'chatzi Lug. Now the Aruch Ner is Medayik and Rashi two Nakudas. First of all, we see that Yayin Ha'italki is Davka. It has a certain Maila that it's Toivu Me'ulahu U'mamshech Basrei. And secondly, Zokta Aruch Ner, we see that other Yainais, it's not the Pshat, that you cannot become a Ben Sayer Umayra B'chalal by drinking them, but rather the shear differs. Instead of it being a Chatzi Lug, it will be more than that. That's Rashi's Lashon, Ava B'chamra Achrina, Ein Echayiv B'chatzi Lug, specifically in regard to the shear. That's Shitas Rashi. But the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, where he talks about how to become a Ben Sayer Umayra, he doesn't mention the Halacha of Italki B'chalal. And the Naisekelim over there, there are Dvaz in the Kesef Mishnah, they point out that it must be that the Rambam holds that this that the Mishnah says Italki is Lav Davka. It's just a Mashal Ba'alma because that was considered a Chash of a wine in the time of the Mishnah. But halachically, there's no difference between Italki and not Italki. Now the Me'iri seems to be a third sheet over here. The Lashon of the Me'iri is Yayin Ha'italki V'chayoytzi Bay Min Hayenos Hayoyser Chashuvim Hanimtzoyim Ba'oysei Mokim. So the Me'iri Mitzad Echad is telling us that Yayin Ha'italki is Lav Davka. Mitzad Sheni, the Me'iri is saying that Yayin Ha'italki is referring to a specific darga of wine. It has to be Kayoitze Boy Min Hayenos Hayoyser Chashuvim. Mashma, that to become a Ben Sayer Umayra, he has to drink Chash of a wine. But anything that is not included in the general Klal of Yayin Ha'italki, it's a simple wine. With that, you would not become a Ben Sayer Umayra. Now, usually there's a Klal that the Me'iri shows us what the Shitas HaRambam is. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zechreina Levracha, whenever there was a suffix, what's Pshat in the Rambam, he used to look in the Me'iri, and with that he understood Pshat in the Rambam. And he used to be Mitzayin, in Mishneh Berurah, in a few places, which tells us that the Me'iri always teaches us Pshat in the Rambam. However, in this situation, it seems that the Me'iri is saying not like the Rambam. Because according to the Me'iri, Yayin Ha'italki does have a Mashmois. It has to be a Chash of a wine. Not necessarily Italki, but something Kayaytzebay. If that is true, then the Rambam at least should have mentioned Ha'italki v'chayotzebay. The fact that the Rambam omits it legamri and he doesn't mention the word Italki is mashma any wine, even a wine she'ein echashav. And Italki was just what the Mishnah said because that was chashav in those days. But halachically, it has no mashmais whatsoever. So it seems so far that we have three shitas. Lefi Rashi, Italki means that the shear of Chatzi Lug is dafka by Italki. Something else would not be that shear. Lefi the Rambam, Italki is just a Lashon Ba'alma. It has no halachic ramifications whatsoever. Lefi the Me'iri, a Italki is a reference to certain darga in Chashivas. A fourth shita, which is a different shita legamri, is the shita of the Yad Rama in Arasugya. Zakti Yad Rama, Italki is a reference to the shear of a Lugha Italki, because there are two kinds of Lugim. There's a Lugha Italki and a Lugha Midbari. And the Lugha Italki is larger than the Lugha Midbari. So the Mishnah is telling you that the Chatzi Lug that we're referring to is the larger Lug, Halugah Italki. And the Yad Rama is Messiahim, Uman de Mefarish Italki Ayayin, Lechosh Lekimchei. He's not being medayik properly, Bechlal. Adkan, the four shitas pshat and italki, and it's important to keep this in mind for the following shtickle. And now let's go weiter. In our shas, we have a line in the Mishnah which is in brackets. Ochal tevel umayser rishon shalei nitra trumasoi umayser sheni vehektish shalei niftu. And on the side of the Gemara and the Gilyan, it brings down that the Taisus Yontif says not to be garis like that. V'chein harambam lehetikai, v'da, d'gam b'seder our Mishnah shabi Yerushalmi, lesa. In the Yerushalmi, when it brings down the Mishnayis, it does not bring this part. Ad kan divrei Gilyan. Now we have to be ma'ayin, what exactly is wrong with this girsa? The Mishnah Zohar giving us examples of achila ba'avera, which don't make you a bensari ramayra. Why do these mefarshim take it out? So achra iyun, we can find three possible nakudas which could be problematic in this line. Firstly, ayin yad rama that says v'zel l'shaynai, v'reisi b'miksas chidushei tzarfas, achal tevel u'maisarishan shalei nitra trumasai, v'tos g'day lehi b'sifrayim. The yad rama tells us it's a big mistake. V'einai b'chol sifrei svard lei b'mishne v'lei b'talmud. Why is it a big mistake? Zok the yad rama, because tevel u'maisarishan, these are things which only apply by Paris. And the Mishnah says, Ochal Basar. Basar can't be possibly Tevel Maisa Rishon. Elamai, maybe it's referring to the Yayin. Zok Yad Rama, the Lashon Ochal doesn't apply. Now, just a Nakuda Emshat, the Chayr, that's not a reason to erase the Girsa entirely. We could have just changed the Girsa instead of Ochal Tevel Maisa Rishon, etc., to Shosa Tevel Maisa Rishon, etc. But the Yad Rama is using this as a Raya that Akalpanim. The girsa, as it appears lefenenu, is a girsa which is a toos. Now, imishum this taina, zokte rashash, we could answer that we find that shtia is bechlal achila, and maybe the Mishnah uses the word achol only agav the rest of the Mishnah, but really it's a reference to shtias yayin. Akapanim, this is the first nakuda in the girsa with the rashash's answer. Now, there's a second nakuda, and in Shiuri of Shmuel, in the Haggah on the bottom, he's ma'ar this, based on what we spoke about previously. Because if we're going to say that Ochal Tevel Umayser Rishon, etc., is referring to the Yayin, Harei, if you need Yayin HaItalki, Italian wine is not Chayiv and Trumas Umayser's Bechlal. So this should be totally how we understand the Italki. So Bishlam of the Filishita Sarambam, that Italki is Lav Dafka entirely, so it's Shaykh by Yayin of Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Lefida Me'iri, that Italki is just an example of a certain Chashivas of wine, but it doesn't specifically have to be from Italy, so it's Shaykh by Yayin of Eretz Yisrael. And definitely according to the sheet of the Yad Ramah, that it's just a shear, so it's not totally an Italian wine b'chlal. But the fishit is Rashi, where when the Mishnah says Yayin Eitalki, it means Yayin Eitalki, because the shear of Chatziluk that's written in the Mishnah is Dafka by Yayin Eitalki, so it would follow that it's impossible to have a case of Ochal Tevel Umayser Rishon Shalei Nitra Trumasai. Now L'chayre, Yesh L'chayre L'fizeh, how do we have the case before then in the Mishnah of Ochal Maiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, that's also impossible by Yayin Eitalki? But that's not shver, because Rashi later on the Ayin Amud Beis with the Vir Maschul Ochal Maaser Sheni, he's mechiyach that the case of the Mishnah has to be where the Ben Sayer Moira took money of Maaser Sheni, and with that he bought Basar V'Yayin, Ayin Shum. So therefore it's Shayach Bein in regards to Basar, and Bein in regards to Yayin Eitalki, because once you take Mois Maaser Sheni, whatever you buy with it, the Kedushas Maaser Sheni is transferred over to the thing that you bought. That's specifically Shaykh in that case of the Mishnah. But in this part of the Mishnah, of Ochal Tevel U'Maiser Rishon, that's not possible in such a case. Because if you buy something with Tevel U'Maiser Rishon, Shalei Nitra Trumasai, the Isser does not transfer over to the thing that you bought. So we're back to the Nakuda, that it must be that he actually drank the wine of Tevel U'Maiser Rishon, Shalei Nitra Trumasai, which is something that's not Shaykh by Yayin HaItalki, which can be a reason why this line of the Mishnah must be omitted. Now this brings us to the third Nakuda. The Mishnah later on the Fayin Aleph Amud Aleph says that a Ben Sayer Umayra is only Chayiv if first he's Goyin of Mishal Aviv. And the Gemara over here on the Fayin Amud Aleph is Masber, Omer of Chanan Bamolda, Omer of Huna, Einei Chayiv ad she yikach basar bezol v'yoychal, Yayin bezol v'yishte. He has to steal money and go buy basar bezol and Yayin bezol. And this is actually the basis to the Rashi that we mentioned earlier on the Fayin Amud Beis, that he's Masber Ochal Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, that not that he actually stole the Maaser Sheni, because it has to be like Rav Chanan Bamolda says, that he bought it Bezoil. So we have to be talking about a case where he stole Mois Maaser Sheni from his father, and then he bought Basar V'Yayin, and with that, the Kedushas Maaser Sheni was transferred over from the Mois to the Basar V'Yayin that he bought. That's in regards to the case of Ochel Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. But in regards to this phrase of the Mishnah, which includes U'Ma'aser Sheni Shalei Niftu, the Rashash is Ma'erer, what's the case? If the case is that he stole Mois Ma'aser Sheni from his father, and then he bought Basar V'Yayin, so it's no longer Ma'aser Sheni Shalei Niftu. It is Nifte. It's transferred over from the original Peiris onto the Mois and onto the Basar V'Yayin that he bought. So the Rashash has two possible Eitzes for this. The first Eitz is Dr. Rashash. It could be that he stole regular Mois Chulin from his father, and he went ahead and he bought Ma'aser Sheni Shalei Niftu. And if you buy it Derech Mekach and not Derech Pediyah, so the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni is not transferred over to the Mois, but rather the Mois remains Chulin B'yad HaMeicher, and the Ma'aser Sheni remains Ma'aser Sheni B'yad HaLekeach. And to this you cite his Mitzayin, a Rav and Mishnayis Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. A second Pshat, Dr. Rashash, that he stole from his father a Simoin, which is Kesef She'en Alav Tzura. Kesef She'en Alav Tzura can't affect a Pidyon. And then that Asimon is what he used to buy the Paris of Ma'aser Sheni, which is why the Asimon remains Chulin B'yad HaMeicher, and the Paris Ma'aser Sheni remain Kaddish B'Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni B'yad HaBen Seirer U'Meira. So at the end of the day, the Rashash has an Eitzah for this Girsa, and he holds that it does not have to be omitted. But Al Kalpanim, we do have three Nekudas Lefanenu, which could be the basis why the Mefarshim take out this line. Now, there's a Mahalach from the Meiri, he's Geiris like this line in the Mishnah, which that answers up all three Ha'aretz Mitzad Echad, but Mitzad Sheni, it's Sarach Talmud to understand what the Meiri is saying. Zok the Meiri v'zel l'shaynai, the story is, Shalokach Dvarim Eilu v'kana behen basar v'yayin. The case of the Mishnah is where the Ben Sarah Meir stole Tevel u'Ma'aser Rishon Shalei Nitu Trumasai u'Ma'aser Sheni v'Hekdo Shalei Niftu, and then he bought basar v'yayin with that. Now this is Sarach Bir. Ayin Shiuri Reb Shmuel and other Achrayim that are matmiya on the Meiri. If you take tevel u'ma'aser rishon shalei nitu trumasai and you buy something with that, so like we mentioned before, the iser isn't transferred over to the thing that you bought. The tevel u'ma'aser rishon shalei nitu trumasai remain usher biyad hamaycher, and the basar v'yayin which the ben sarah meir bought is basar v'yayin shel heter. So why in the world would the halacha be that he's not nasas ben sarah meir with that? Now the case of ma'aser sheni v'hekta shalei niftu. That's possible to be matchik that the Meiri is going to learn that the Ben Sarah Umayra stole Ma'aser Sheni v'Hekdo Shalei Niftu, and with that he bought Basar V'Yayin. With that he transferred over the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni on the Hekdesh onto the Basar V'Yayin, and he ate the Ma'aser Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, and he ate the Hekdesh. Even though the Lashon Shalei Niftu is going to be Ksas Dachuk, because at the end of the day there was somewhat of a transfer over here, it's not the original Paris Ma'aser Sheni, it's on the new Basar V'Yayin, but maybe the Kavanah of Shalei Niftu is that this Basar V'Yayin which he ate has not been nifta from its Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. It still has Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, and he ate it Chutz L'Yerushalayim. And it still has the Kedusha of Hekdesh, and he ate it Be'isr. But Akoponim, Ochal Tevel U'Ma'aser Rishon Shalei Nitu Trumasai, that's very shver, like Reb Shmuel of Ashar Achrayim ask, because that Isr remains solely on the Paris which are now B'yad HaMeicher, and the Basar V'Yayin which he bought are Basar V'Yayin Shal Heter Gomor. But L'Chayre, we can say Pshat in the Meiri as follows. Because Be'emes, this that the Ben Sarah Umayra has to do a Maisa Gneva and a Maisa Achila, it's not the Pshat that it's two separate Maisa Isser, a Maisa Gneva and a Maisa Achila, but rather it's one larger process. In order to become Ben Sarah Umayra, he has to steal and go ahead and acquire Basar V'Yayin with that stolen goods that he took from his father, and then be Zayl V'Sayve and eat that Basar V'Yayin. Now this that it says in the Mishnah, all kinds of halachas, that it can't be achilas isser and it can't be achilas mitzvah, yesh lachar, is that specifically on the achila, or that's true in any chelik of the process? So lachar yesh laimar, that it's true on any chelik of the process, and behem shechashir be'ezus Hashem will have a raya from a lecha mishnah like that as well. So im kain, in the case over here where he stole tevel u'ma'aser rishon shalinit l'shumasei, and he gave it over to a meicher, and with that he changed it into basar v'yayin. So in effect, it's really like he's selling the tevel. He's doing barter, he's switching the tevel for other basar v'yayin. And that's the davar osur, because it's mefurish a mishnah mesechta d'mai, perakei mishnah ches, and it's gepatzka d'aloch in the Rambam, ein adam rashay limkar tevel el l'tzayrich. It's osur to sell tevel even to a chaver, even to someone who does no chshash of etakala, only l'tzayrich. What's the definition of a tzairich? Ayin shomber reshayna b'shem the Yerushalmi. It's talking about a case where a person has a friend who had chulin and tevel muravin zebezeh. So he has to sell him some tevel vaday in order that he should be able to have a takana. But a vada ben sarru meira, who steals tevel from his father, and he sells it in order to get basar v'yayin to be mamala his taiva of being zayil v'soyvei, that does not consider the tzairich. So he's being over the avera of being meicher tevel. It's an avera derabanan. But as we see in the Mishnah, averas derabanan are included. So it turns out that a part of this process of the ben sarru meira, stealing, and with that, procuring basar v'yayin in order to be zayil v'soyvei, is done by avera. And that could be pshat in the Meiri that says, lokach dvarim elu v'kana behem basar v'yayin, that kinyan of basar v'yayin, that's done by avera, which is why he does not become a ben sarru umeira. Now, avada, this is a daichik in the pashat lashon of the Mishnah of ochal tevel umayis arishin shalei nidda trumasai, but akalpanim, that's the pshat of the Meiri. Now, according to this, all the three ha'aris are not shver. The first ha'ara, the ha'ara of the Yad Ramah, that by basar you can't have an inyan of tevel, umayis arishin shalei nidda trumasai, that's not shver, because you just use the tevel to buy basar. The second ha'ara, that it doesn't apply by yayin etalki, that's also not shver, because again, he just used the tevel which he stole from his father to buy yayin ha'italki. And the third ha'ara, which is the ha'ara of the Rishash, that in the case of ma'aser sheni shalei niftu, l'chayra, as soon as he buys basar v'yayin, that actually constitutes a pidyon, that's also not shver, because we can say that that case is also like the Meiri's case of lokach ma'aser sheni, and with that he bought basar v'yayin, and the avera is the actual switching and being meicher the ma'aser sheni, because ma'aser sheni it's also aser to sell. Like it says mefurish in the beginning of Masechet ma'aser sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, ma'aser sheni ain meicher na'isai. And like the Shein Mar Masber, because the Torah says a lashon of kaidish, and you're not supposed to sell it. So that's also the avera of selling ma'aser sheni, that's why it doesn't become a ben sarru meira. So the fee this mahalach of the Meiri, which is be'emes ha'daychik in the Lashon, but ha'kapanam as a state in the Meiri, all the three ha'aris are not shever. Adkan d'shtikol, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a memra from Rav Chanan bar Molda Amar Rav Huna, that he's not chayiv unless he eats basar chay. The Gemara asks on that, the Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef said the opposite, that if he eats basar chay, he's ain't a nasa ben sarru meira. So Ravina answers, bashal v'lay bashal, kivasar kiva de achli ganve. It's cooked but not cooked, like the derech of ganavim. And Rashi is masbir, because ganavim are memahir, because they don't want to get caught, so they eat it only a little cooked. So too the ben sarru meira who steals money, and with that he buys basar and is afraid of getting caught, he's going to eat it cooked just a little bit. And in a case where he eats it very cooked, that's a kind of achila which is loy mamshich, and there's no chshash that he's going to continue eating like that. Now, yesh lachgar, what is this gather of bashel v'lay bashel, kebasar da'achli ganvi? Because in Masechta Shabbos, we find two hagdaras. One hagdara is the gather of Michael ben Drusai, which is the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph and in other places, which Rashi is masber, that ben Drusai was a ganiv, and he used to eat things which were only shlish cooked. So we may say that that's the gather of here as well, that it's cooked a shlish. Mitzad Sheni, the terminology Bashav Le Bashal is found in Masechta Shabbos Daf Yirches Amud Beis, and Taisus over there is Masbir B'Divir Maschil Bashil, that that's less than Michael Ben Drusai, and that's not considered Roy L'Achila. So Yesh Lachgar in our Sugi, when it says Mitzad Echad Bashav Le Bashal, Mitzad Sheni it says like Achilas Ganev, do we mean that it's less than Michael Ben Drusai, or that it's Michael Ben Drusai? So the Divir Yecheskel in Hashmatis for Simon Tesvav, Ois Yudalid, he brings a riot that Arasugi is talking about where it is Kamaichal Mendrusai. Because the Mishnah says, Achal Nevelos Atrefes Shkotzim V'Ramasim, he doesn't become a Ben Sarru Meira, because he's being Oiver and Avera. Now if we're talking about where it's less than Kamaichal Mendrusai, that's not called Roel Achila. It's an Achila Shalei Kedarka, which is not Chayiv for Achila Sisser. And in Cain, we don't have a case where he's being Oiver and Avera. Elamai il taina that even an achila shalei kedarka is a kalpanim asr midrabanan, it's not mistabers like the Divrei Yecheskel that we're talking about an achila which is only asr midrabanan. Because the Gemara in Amud Beis says that when the Mishnah continues and says v'davar shu avera, the Mishnah means to tell us that even an isr midrabanan like a taina sibor also is not going to be a ben sarru meira. Now if every achila of ben sarru meira is always shalei kedarka achila, so already in the first member of the Mishnah of Ochel Nevelos Trefes Shkotzim V'Ramasim, that was already only an Isser D'Rabbanan, so we saw it already there. Elamai Bal Karchach, we're talking about where it is Kamaichal Ben Drusai, so it's an Achila Kedarka, which is why in the cases of Nevelos Trefes Shkotzim V'Ramasim, there is even an Isser D'Oraisa. So Lefi this, the Lashon of Bashel V'Lei Bashel is not identical to the terminology of Bashal v'Lei Bashal, which is found in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Ad kan dis shtikl, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara later brings down the pasuk, Vayikatz noyach mihenoi, Vayeda eis asher asaloi b'nai hakotan. Now there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, what exactly Chum did. Chad omar sarsoi, v'chad omar ravai. Now ravai means mishkav zohar. Frekta Arul Chaner, the Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph says that one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nai noyach is mishkav zohar. So in Cain, why was Noach only Mekalel Chum? Noach should have been Mechayev and Misa. Elamai, you'll say there was no Edim and there was no Bezdin, but there's another Gemara earlier on the Fenzayin of Beis, Ben Noach Nerak Bedayin Echad, Uve Eid Echad, Shalei Basra, Vafilu Karev. So in Cain, as long as Noach somehow knew, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayeda Noach, Noach should have been able to be Mechayev and Misa for this Maisa Avera. And for the Arul Chaner, that the story was that nobody told Noach. There was no aid b'chlal. The only way how Noach knew was through the haidah of Chum himself. And he's mitzayin a Ramban and Parshas Noach that's mashma like that. And the Aruch Lener holds that even though you only need one aid, and afilu karev, but mipi atzmai, a ben Noach is not neherag. Now the emes is that this is a very big inyan, whether or not a ben Noach is neherag al pi atzmai or not. There's a sefer chinuch in mitzvah chavav that says mefurish, that a ben Noach is neherag al pi atzmai. Lefi that, the Aruch Lener's teretz does not work. The Minchas Chinuch over there in Mitzvah Chavav says the pshat in the Sefer Chinuch is because this that a person is not neman al pi atzmai, the Gemara earlier in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tes Amud Beis says because Adam karev etzel atzmai. So if it's a din korva, it's understandable that in regards to ben Noach where there's no psul korva, a person is neman al pi atzmai. But Tainit Minchas Chinuch, it's not such a dover pashit. And like we were marich be'ezus Hashem in the Shiurim and Perek Aleph of Masechta Sanhedrin, there's a Ravid which is brought down in the Rush in the end of the first Perek of Makis that says al pi atzmai is worse than a psul korva. A person who's made on himself doesn't have Hashem aid b'chlal, and he's medayiket from the lashon of the Gemara that says b'mekayme hadaver kasev medaber v'loy be'osei hadaver, which means that the definition of an aid is somebody who's standing by and he can testify about what happened. But the person himself, the Baldover, who he's the Eise HaMaise, he doesn't have Hashem Eid Bechlal. V'imkein, a ben Noach, although he doesn't have the psul of Korva, but Hashem Eid he needs. So imkein, a ben Noach, who's made Alpi Atzmai, which doesn't have Hashem Eid Bechlal, should not be Neman in regards to Misa. Azoy Tainet Minchas Chinuch on the Sefer Chinuch. Now there's a very big Arichas in this Inyan in all the Achrayinim, Ein Kamakayim L'Harich. We're just going to say one Klore Pshat. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Yudches and Hilchos Sanhedrin, says as follows. V'zel l'shaynei. Gzeiras ha-kosev hi, she'ein memisen bezdin ba'idayas piv, ela al pishnei edim. It's a gzeiras ha-kosev, that a person who's maida, that is chayev misa, she'ein memisen oisai, and it has to be al pishnei edim. Ad kan divrei Rambam. Now it's mashma from this Rambam, that min asvara we may have said, that a person is neman to kill himself, but there's a gzeiras ha-kosev that he's not. Why would there be a havmina that he is neman? So the mefarshim are masbir because it should be included in the halacha of eidos baldin kamei edim dami. If we learn out from a pasuk like Rashi Masechta Kedushin says ki huzeh, which shows us that a baldover is neman kamei edim, the ayin b'kseis achayshin and simon lamedal that says that in regards to atzmai the Torah was machshir al psulim. So too, just like he's neman the gabi mamin, be'etzim would be a svara that he's neman the gabi misa as well. And that the Rambam says no gzeres akasul that it has to be al pishnei edim. What's a gzeres akasuv? So there's different mahalchim and achrayim. The sefer Shiari Karbin on the Yerushalmi, Makis Dav Gimel, Devir Maschal Bo, and other achrayim, they say that the Rambam learns it out of the pasuk that says al pishnayim edim yumas ames, which means there's a specific gzeres akasuv in regards to misa that it needs shnayim edim, and it's coming lafuke that through eidos baldin it won't work. Lefi that we can say that that's the pshat in the sefer Chinuch. Davka by Ben Yisrael with his gzeres akasuv al pishnayim edim. There you need Edim, and Eidos Atzmai doesn't work. Masha'ekin in regards to a guy that doesn't have the Gzeres HaKosov al Pishnayim Edim, V'arai, because even an Eid Echad also works. So by him, we're back to the Pashtus that Eidos Baldin could also work. And the Emes says this is Meduyik in the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. Zok the Sefer HaChinuch over there in Mitzvah Chavav, V'chein Yischaivu Gamkein, a guy is also Nischaiv, B'Eidos Piyam, Masha'ekin B'Yisrael Shetzorech Edim. So he's medayik. The reason why Yisrael Haidos Piv doesn't work is because it's Allah of Tzarech Edim. Mashma exactly like the Divrei HaRambam that says that you need Dafke Edim, Exeris HaKosov Al Pishnayim Edim. Mashma Enkin by a guy that Haidos Baldin does work. Ad kan Bir Kotzer in Divrei HaChinuch. Al Kapanim it's Yaitse that the Sefer Chinuch holds Halacha Lamaisa, that even Al Pi Atzma he's also Nerag. Im came, we're back to the Kash of the Aruch Lener, once Vayeda Noach, it was brought to the attention of Noach what Chum did. It doesn't matter how he knows, whether it's with an Erechad, whether it's with a Kariv, or even Al Pi Atzma Lashitas HaChinuch, Noach should have killed him mitzad the din of Chiyuv Misa of a Ben Noach for Shavu Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Why was he only Mekalel him? So Lechayri can answer a very pashut to answer. Because the emes is, the Aruch Lener is Mitzayin Divrei Ramban and Parshas Noach that says that the idea came through Noach by himself. But if you look in the Ramban, this is a pel on the Aruch Lener, the Ramban does not say that Bechlal. Because the Ramban over there is not going with the Shita of our Gemara, that was a Maisa of Sarsoy or a Maisa of Ravai. He's going with the Pashup Shad on the Pasuk, which just is that Chum was Raya Ervas Aviv. And on that the Ramban says that Chum himself saw Ervas Aviv, and he was the one who was Maidiyah to his brothers Bachutz. Only later on in the Ramban Bekitzer is Mitzayin, that look in the Gemara. The Gemara says another Pshat, Rabbi Seinu Hesifu Olav Chet, what Chum actually did. But the Ramban was never talking about that, and there is no Ramban that says that Lefi the Mahalach of Rav and Shmuel of Sarsay V'Ravai, that the Makar to that Yediyah of Noach was through Chum himself. Divrei Aruch Lener are Tmuhim V'Tzrichim Bir. So how be'emes did Noach know? So the Kli Yakar over there in Parshas Noach, Kapitel Tes, Pasuk of Dalid, Zot Dazoi. Lo'y nichtav v'parsha, mi higid l'Noach, masha osalei b'noi. V'chi ro'a Noach ze b'nevua, the Kli Yakar is not willing to accept that it was Aydei Nevua. Elamai Zot the Kli Yakar, al pi gemara later, Mesechta Sanhedrin, daf kufches tzom beis, that says, Shloisha shimshu b'teva, which means even though there was an Isser to be Meshamish Mita, in the Teva, there were three that were over this Isser. Ayrev, Kelev, V'chum. Therefore, Zakhti Kli Yakar, when Noach got up from his sleep, he was being misbeinen, mi osu leida sadavar hazeh. Vaday echon mi bonov hachoshet al ha'arayis osu leizeh sheravai. The Kli Yakar is specifically going with the Mahalach and Arasugi that it was a Maiser Aviyah. Noach was thinking to himself, who was the one who did this Maiser Aviyah? Probably it's somebody who's already choshen al arayas from a different maisa previously. He was the one who did this maisa arayas of Revia. Umitaychas bainanis nizkar b'maisa shahaya. He remembered that Chum was meshamish b'teva. So ibezoizok nayach. Probably he was oise gamze ulafikach kililoi. So lefize, although the pasuk says vayeda eisa sharasalei b'naya katan, it wasn't a idea brura. It was only a svara that mistama was in because he was choshen earlier. Therefore, it wasn't enough for Noach to rely on that to actually kill him, and he didn't give him a chiyuv misa, he just gave him a klala. Ad kan l'chayra, a beautiful teretz on the Aruch Lener's question, how come Noach didn't kill him? And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah says that a ben tzairu meira who eats an achilas mitzvah or an achilas aveira does not become a ben tzairu meira. Now the Mishnah is not masbir what the makar to those dinam is. But the Gemara on the Ayin Amud Beis on the bottom, after bringing the halacha of Dvar Mitzvah and Dvar Aveir Derabanan, says, V'taima mai, Amar Kra, Einenu Shemea B'Kailenu, B'Kailenu V'lei B'Kailei Shalmakim. Now Rashi is Masbir, but the Masch V'taima mai, that the Gemara is bringing a Makar to Dvar Aveir. Because a Dvar Aveir is not included in B'Kailenu, because he's also not being Shemea to the Kol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is not a Tam for Dvar Mitzvah. That's not the Pashas of the Lashon of the Gemara, but that's how Rashi learns, because l'chayra, the essence of the drasha, is only memayit dvar avera and not dvar mitzvah. V'oid, then regards to dvar mitzvah, the Gemara earlier says, in the middle of the Amid, kivan de b'mitzvah ka'asik loy mimshech, which is mashma that a dvar mitzvah is a svara pshuta, that if a ben tzairu meira is going to eat an achilah shal mitzvah, that's not going to bring him to be mamshech, to be zayil v'sayve. However, the Lashon HaRambam is mashma that this pasuk teaches us both. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, says, Shenemar einenu shemeya b'kailenu, yotze zeh she'over ba'al divrei Torah, oy she'achla b'dvar mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't exactly explain how that's nismayit from the Lashon of einenu shemeya b'kailenu, but l'chayra the pashtus is that if there's going to be a taina on this boy for not listening to his parents, that's only a taina and something that's not a dvar mitzvah. But if he was listening to Kaila Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no tvi on him of einenu shemeya b'kailenu. That's the chayr how the Rambam is going to learn the drasha in regards to Dvar Mitzvah. But the makar of the Rambam, the chayr, is pashtus of the Gemara, that the Gemara says v'taim amai, which is not like Rashi says that it's only in regards to Dvar Vera, it's mashma that it's on both. And the chayr, the Rambam didn't have the girsa in the middle of the Amid that says that it's a svara of kivan de b'mitzvah ka'asik loy memshach. Ad kan nekuda k'tzara, which seems to be a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, what the makar of achilas mitzvah that you don't become Ibn Sarir Umayra. Now let's go on to the next inyan, the inyan of achilas ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. The Gemara is masber, kivan de ki orchehu ka'achil loy memshach. Now the pashtus of the Gemara, because the Gemara has to look for a new reason in regards to ma'aser sheni, is mashma that this is not included in achilas mitzvah. V'chein mashma b'loshin Rashi, b'divir ha'maschol de ki orchei, that he says, k'derech mitzvasai, shenemar b'bokar v'tzayin uv'yayin v'sheicher b'ma'aser sheni. The Lashon Kederech Mitzvasoi is not mashma that it's actually a Maisa Mitzvah, but it's just Kederech Mitzvasoi. Now there are two Nakudas which we have to be Ma'ayan in regards to Rashi. First of all, the assumption that Achilas Maisa Sheni is not a Mitzvah Mamish. That's the first Nakuda that we have to be Ma'ayan into. And the second Nakuda is that if it's not a Maisa Mitzvah, what is this new Inyan of Derech Mitzvasoi that makes that he's not a Ben Sarir Umayra? So the Lecha Mishnah and Hilchas Mamrim Perek Zayin Alocha Beis, he discusses both Nakudas and Rashi. And we're going to start with the first Nakuda, the Nidain, whether or not Achilas Ma'aser Sheni is a mitzvah or not. The Lecha Mishnah assumes that it is a mitzvah, and his answer to the Mefarish Rashi is, because he's Medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchas Ma'aser Sheni, that the mitzvah is only to the Bailam. Therefore, the Ben Sarir Umayra, who's not the Bailam of the Ma'aser Sheni, there is no mitzvah. Now, Be'emes, we have to understand the Lecha Mishnah. Why does he assume that the Ben Sarir Umayra is not the Bailam? And I'll be pashtus, it's because he steals money from his father, Mois Ma'aser Sheni, and he goes ahead and he buys Basar V'Yayin, so he never becomes the Bailam on the Basar V'Yayin, which now has the Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. But that's Sarach Bir, because if it's true that because he stole the money, so he's never kind of the money, and subsequently never kind of the Basar V'Yayin, so how is the Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, which is on the Mois, go over to the Basar V'Yayin in the first place? A person who's not the Bailam doesn't have the Koyach to be Paida and to be Marvir the Kedusha from the Mois that's Kaddish B'Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni of the Bailam to the Basar V'Yayin. So Bechreich, we have to say that somehow the Ben Sarir Umayra is Kaina. V'Ayin Shiur Reb Shmuel, that he's Masber, that we have to say that there's Yiyush over here, and Memele is Kaina B'Yiyush V'Shin Rishos. Once the father is Messiahish, the Ben Sarir Umayra passes on the money to the Meicher. With that, the Meicher's Kainam he didn't Yish Vashin Rishos. And because of that, he can transfer the Kedusha that's on the Mayas onto the Basar V'Yayin. Im Kain, it turns out that the Basar V'Yayin, which is Kaddish Nabu Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, does belong to the Ben Sarir Umayra. And Memele, he should be back with the mitzvah of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni to the Bailam. So Divrei Alecha Mishneh are Tzricham Iyun. But the Emes is the Etzem Hanokha that there's a mitzvah to eat Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim is something that's not so pashut. Because Mitzad Echad, there's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which says, V'achalta lefnei Hashem aleikecha, b'mokam asher yivchar, l'shakin shmai shom, ma'asar degon chatirai shav yitzarecha, which sounds like that there is a mitzvah saseh. And there's a lashon of the Gemara, Masechta Krisis of Dalet Amud Beis, which says, be'aseh, that there is a mitzvah saseh. However, if you look over there in Rashi, Rashi says it doesn't actually mean an aseh, it means a lav abba mechlal aseh. From the pasuk of Achalta B'Yerushalayim, we deduct that there's an Isser, a lav abba mechlal aseh, to eat it out of Yerushalayim. The Ramban, in the end of Sefer Mitzvos LaRambam, when he counts out the Essen, which the Rambam forgot to count, the first essay that he counts is the Mitzvah Saseh of eating Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. So it's clear that the Ramban holds that it is a Mitzvah Saseh, but he understands from the fact that the Rambam doesn't include it in the Mitzvah Saseh, that the Rambam disagrees and holds it's not a Mitzvah Saseh. So Pashas, it's a Mefurish HaMachlekes Rishayim, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not it is a mitzvah saseh or not. The ayin b'minchas chinuch in the beginning of mitzvah taf mem beis that has a nidin about it. And he quotes our Rashi in Sanhedrin of ayin amud beis, which says that it's kederech mitzvah saseh, that's a makar that shows that it's not an actual mitzvah saseh. That would stim Rashi l'shitasai increases the avdal amud beis that also learns it's not mamish a mitzvah saseh, it's just a lav abba mechal saseh that it shouldn't be eaten out of Yerushalayim. Akalpanim, we have a pshat in the first Ta'ara and Rashi, why it's not a mitzvah saseh mamish. The Shitas Ramban of Emes holds it is a mitzvah saseh. The Chayyur, we're going to have to say that he holds that the pshat in our Mishnah is that Achilas Ma'aser Sheni is another mashal of Achilas Mitzvah, which be'emes is not the pashas of the Gemara that says that it's ki orchehu. Now, in regards to the second nekuda, what does Rashi mean when he says kederach mitzvasai? Zakta lacha Mishnah v'zeh l'shaynai k'loimar dekein hu derach mitzvasai likach me'oisan ha'mois basar v'yayin v'chivan de darkai kein loy mamshech. So the Chumash is being masber that be'emes, the achila itself isn't a mitzvah, but it's the derech to use the mois ma'aser sheni to buy basar v'yayin. If that's the derech, what to do with the mois ma'aser sheni, that's something it's not going to be mamshech. And the chayra, the practical understanding of that, is because what makes it be mamshech is the thrill of mayim genuvim yimtaku. The fact that the Ben Sarah Meir sees that he's doing something wrong makes him want to continue to do it. But if this is the derech, what you're supposed to do with this mois, that's not going to give the Ben Sarah Meir the cheshek to be mamshech in this maisa. Now, from this Nacha Mishnah, you see a Meir Dikachidish, that even though the inin of derech is not in the achila, but rather it's in the kniya, it's in using mois ma'aser sheni to buy basar v'yayin, that itself is also going to make that he can't become a Ben Sarah Meir. And we mentioned this previously in the shir, in regards to the Me'iri, his pshat in the line of the Mishnah, which is in brackets, of Ochal Tevel u'maiser rishon shalei nitra trumasai, that the Me'iri is Masber, shalokach dvarim elu v'kana behem basar v'yayin, which l'chayra it's an aveira in the Maisa Lakicha. And the beer is l'chayra, like we were Masber, that the Maisa of a Ben Sarah u'maira is one long process of stealing money, and going with that and buying basar v'yayin and eating it. If any chelik of that process is missing, either because it's darkei b'kach like l'chayra Mishnah, or because it's a Maisa aveira like the Me'iri, it's missing an integral part of the process of a Ben Sarah u'maira, and he's Einai Nase Ben Sarah u'maira. Ad kan, the Pshat and Shitas Rashi. Now the Lecha Mishnah over there is Mamshech, and he says that the Rambam is Mashma, that Achilas Ma'aser Sheni is also not a Ben Sarah u'maira, because it's a Ma'aser Mitzvah. Because the Rambam says, Keitzad on the Dvar Mitzvah, and he includes in how he's Mazma Dvar Mitzvah, Ochlu Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Frek the Lecha Mishnah, L'Shitas Sai, that he understands that a Ben Sarah Meir is not the Bailam, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni. What's pshat in the Rambam that he considers it a Ma'aser Mitzvah? And we'll ask a similar question, that the Rambam L'Shitas said it's mashma, that in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he does not count a mitzvah of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni, that it's not a mitzvah. And that's how the Ramban understands the Rambam, which is why he's Ma'asif in the essence that the Rambam was Sheikheach, that there's a mitzvah of Achilas Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. So if the Rambam holds there's no such mitzvah b'chlal, why does the Rambam over here include Achilas Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim as an example of Achilas Mitzvah for which he does not become a Ben Sarer Umayra? So the Lecha Mishnah answers that the Rambam B'Emes means the Tam HaMavur B'Gemara because it's Ki Orchehu. Just he includes it together with mitzvah, the Dami LeMitzvah. Ad Kan Divrei HaLecha Mishnah. V'Tzorach Bir, what this means. So Ulai, the Pshat in the Rambam is, because even though it's true that Achilas Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim is not a Ma'aser Mitzvah, but Al Kalpanim Al Pitayre, this is what is supposed to be done with Ma'aser Sheni. There is a din in the Chefts of the Ma'aser Sheni that it's meant to be eaten B'Yerushalayim, and doing so is a Kiyum in the Tachlis that the Torah had in mind for Ma'aser Sheni. And that could be the Kavanah of the Gemara, Kivan Deki Orchehu. It's the derech that the Torah expects what should be done with the Ma'aser Sheni, and that's not going to be an achila which is mamshech, and he won't be able to become a Ben Sarah Umayra with that. And therefore, even though it's not a Ma'aser Mitzvah, the Rambam could include it in other achilas mitzvah, because al pi Torah, this is what is supposed to be done with this basar v'yayin. Va'ad asinan lahachi, to be mefarish like this in the Rambam, yesh leimer, that's really the Kavanah of Rashi as well. When Rashi says the ki orche, kiderech mitzvasai, Shenemar b'bakar b'tzayin u'v'yayin v'sheichar, he doesn't have to mean it like the Lecha Mishnah says that the ma'isekniya is kedarkai. He could even mean the achila, because although he may not have an actual mitzvah to eat it, like we said, Rashi goes to shitasai, also masech the krisa davdalam nabeis, but akalpanim, this is the derech what's supposed to be done with the ma'isekni. It's supposed to be eaten b'yayin u'b'basar, and therefore he won't become a ben sarah umayra with that. Ad kan de shtikol, and now let's go on to the next nakuda. Now, Rashi b'divrei Maschil Ochel Ma'aser Sheni is masber that the case is where the Ben Sarah Meir stole money from his father, which was Ma'aser Sheni, and with that he bought Basar V'yayin. Frek de Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Memches Ois Tes, that l'chayr we know that the machlekes or mayor of Yehuda, if Meiser Sheni is mum and hedyet or mum and gavaya. Ayin b'gemara mesech the kedushin daf nandalad amud beis and many other places in Shas. Frektiv min chaschinoch l'fir of mayor who says Meiser Sheni is mum and gavaya. How is it possible to say that the Mansari Meir stole that money from his father? It doesn't belong to the father. It's the Chmam and Gavaya. So the Mechaz Chinuch wants to be Miyashiv al Pidivri Atzlach, a Masech T'Psachim Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, which is Mistapik if Meiser Sheni Mam and Gavaya is only on the Peiris, or even on the Mois, which the Peiris were Nifta onto as well. Zog the Mechaz Chinuch L'Chayr from here would be a Raya, that the Mois Meiser Sheni are not Mam and Gavaya, and they are Mam and Hedyet. Therefore, the Ben Sayer Umayra Be'emes stole money that belongs to his father. And even though Rashi, who says this case that he stole the money and not that he stole the Paris, is Mechiachet from the memor of Rav Chanan Bar Molda that says that it has to be that he bought Basar Bezoil and Yayin Bezoil. Now, L'chayra, Rashi should have been Mechiachet also from this Nakuda because otherwise, Meiser Sheni is Mam Gavaya. Rashi only brought that Raya because that Raya is true even among the Amra Meiser Sheni Mam and Hedyet. But Be'emes, Lefira Meir, that Meiser Sheni is Mam and Gavaya, that itself is a Raya that Be'achreach, what he stole from his father is not the actual Peiris, but just the Mois. Ad kan the teretz of the Menchas Chinuch. We find two more tirutzim in the Achrayim. The Kehilas Yaakov, the Stipler, Masechet Baba Kama, Simon Lamed Zayin, Ois Tes, he brings a Raya from Taisus over there, Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Samachesam at Beis, that even if we hold Meiser Sheni as Mam and Gavaya, but the Bailam has a schus in the Meiser Sheni to eat it. Now that schus doesn't translate to actually having a din mumming to the Bailam because it's mum and gavaya. But akalpanim, the Bailam has dinim and schuyais to eat the Meiser Sheni. Zok the Stipler, that's enough to be a kim of the din of Ganav Mishal Aviv, even though the father doesn't actually have a din mumming, but because he has a schus to eat it, it's considered Ganav Mishal Aviv in regards to Ben Sayer Umayra. This is L'chayra Amari de Gechidish, because al pi pashtus we would say that Gadam Mishal Aviv would require that the father actually has a din mamain in the Kesef. But Yesh Lo Avi Smach Lazeh from a sugya later in the Fayin Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah brings down that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad sheyignav Mishal Aviv u'mishal imay. The money has to belong to his father and to his mother. The Gemara asks, Mashakansa isha kana baila, so the mother doesn't have any money. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Misu'uda hamuchenes la'aviv ila'imai. So because the money is set aside to be a suda la'aviv ila'imai, that's considered gonav mishal imai. So already right here, al pipashtas, you see that it doesn't actually have to be money which belongs to imai, as long as it's meyu'id la'achilas imai, that's considered gonav mishal imai. But Rashi over there, b'divir maskel, midmei suda hamuchenes, he says, v'zel l'shaynai, de'ihi nami shaykh b'hamidina, the mother is shaykh to this money because her husband is chayv b'mazaynes. So the Emma says l'chayra that Rashi is coming to be masber why it's considered gneva. And Rashi is telling us that the fact that it's set aside to be for the mother, that itself wouldn't be considered ganav mishal imay. It's only because the mother actually has a schus and the baal is chayv b'mazaynes that it's considered ganav mishal imay. Now l'chayra, yesh lachkar, the schus mazaynes that a woman has from her husband, is that is chus mamain, that the baal is chayiv mamain kashir the mezainis? Or it's just is chus mezainis that the wife has a right to eat from the bailam, but not that he actually owes her money kafi that shir? This is a big arichas in the achrayinim. I in the kovet shiurim in masech teksubis, ois reish chaf, and the Avi Ezri in perik yud ches and hilchas ishas halacha yud dalet, and Reb Ruvain in masech teksubis simon yud dalet, sivkot and beiz and gimel, their mechiach mekamarayas that it's not his chus mamein, it's just his chus mezainis greda. And even though be'emes, a person can't be mechayiv himself such a chiyuv because it has a din of kinyan dvarim, ayin the sugya to mesechta bava basra, a chiyuv always has to be a chayivis mamein, but over here the husband is not being mechayiv himself with a kinyan, but rather it's a t'nai bezdin which places the chiyuv on the husband, so it's a chiyuv mezainis greda and not a chayivis mamein. Lefi that, whichever mezainis the wife is going to get from the husband is not actually her mamin. She just has a right to eat. Im kein, this is mamish identical to the schus of the bailim in Meiser Sheni, leman de amr Meiser Sheni mamin gavaya. Be'emes, the bailim doesn't have a din mamin. It's not his mamin when he eats it, but he has a right to eat. That's identical to the schus that a woman has in mezainis from her husband. And if in regards to gana mishal imai, it's enough to make a ben sayer amira, so too in regards to maaser sheni, that would be'etzem essentially be enough to be a ben sayer amira, if not for the din of the Mishnah of achal maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim, which is not a ben sayer amira because it's ki orche. Ad kan the pshat from the Kilus Yaakov. And the third pshat can be found in Shiur Reb Shmuel Ois Pei, al piya yisoid from Reb Chaim Brisker, brought down in Chidushei Agriz al Ashas and Masechta Zvachim Davav. This is a big yisoid how to understand the concept of Maaser Sheni Mamon Gevaya. Reb Chaim says it, and other Achrayim say it as well. Ayin Kovet Shiurim Chelik Beis Kuntros Devrei Seiferim Simen Aleph Ois Tes, and other Achrayim also. They say the idea of Maaser Sheni Mamon Gevaya does not mean that the Bailam doesn't actually own the Maaser Sheni. As far as Bailus is concerned, the Bailam owns it like he owns any other Mamon. Maaser Sheni Mamon Gevaya means that the Tairis Mamon that the Chafetz has is a Mamon which is the Tairis Gevaya. This is a deep concept which brings out the Iker Inyan of what a Chafetz Shel Mamon is. We find, for example, that Isuri Hana doesn't have a Shem Mamon. Now, that does not mean because you won't find somebody who's going to pay a Shavu Pruta for Isuri Hana, because most of the world won't be Mesiachis Bechlau to the fact that it's Asar Bana. Rather, it means that in the eyes of the Torah, this is a Chafetz which has no use to it. It's a Chafetz which Be'etzim should have no value, and therefore the Torah doesn't consider this as a Chafetz Shel Mamon Bechlau. The fact that people would pay for it just means that they're willing to spend money on a chafetz which be'etzem al pi Torah is not a chafetz shel mamon. Something with no use doesn't have a Torah's mamon. That's the idea by Isuri Hana. Similarly, in regards to Mamon Gevaya, the pshat is that in the eyes of the Torah, the sole use for this chafetz is letzairach Gevaya that it should be eaten in Yerushalayim. There is no tzairach hedyet in this chafetz. Therefore, its entire Torah's mamon is a din of Mamon Gevaya. That has nothing to do with Bailus. The actual Bailus is owned by the Bailam. He owns a Chafetz Shel Mamon, which is Mamon Gevaya. The riot to that, Zok Reb Chaim, because the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Sheni Perek Gimel says that a person could be Makdish as Maaser Sheni. If it wasn't his, he would not have a Kayach to be Makdish it, like the Gemara says, in Masechta Babakama Bakama Makaimis, you can't be Makdish at Dover Sheni Shaloi. Another riot, Zok Reb Chanan, because it's from the Gemara Masechta Sukkah de Flamet Hei, that says that according to one man de Omer, you could use an esrig of Maaser Sheni. Now, if you didn't own Maaser Sheni, the man de Omer, Mamon Gevaya, you would not be able to use the esrig because it would be missing in the Lechem. Elamai bal karchach be'etzem, he's the Bailam. Just its whole Teres Mamon is a Mamon which is the Tzairich Gevaya. His whole use for the Schaifetz is for its Tzairich Gevaya that it should be eaten in Yerushalayim. Lefi this, it's Muvan Hetev, why if a Ben Sayer Umayra takes from his father Mice of Maaser Sheni, and he buys with it Basar V'Yayin, that's considered Ganav Me'aviv, because the actual Bailus is owned by his father. So Hayyotze, the Menchas Chinuch asks the question, L'ma'an D'Omar Maaser Sheni Mamon Gevaya, how is it a Kiyam of being Ganav from his father? And we have three Tirutzim. The Menchas Chinuch himself wants to answer Al Pi the Tzlach, that the Mice that the Maaser Sheni is converted to is Mamon Hedyet. The second Tirutz is from the Kilas Yaakov, that even if it's Mamon Gevaya, the Bailam HaKalpanim has a S'chus Achila, and that's enough for Gneva by Ben Tzairah Meira, like we're Mechiach from Ganav Mishal Imai. And the third Tarets is, Alpi the Yisrael of Reb Chaim V'Shar Rashi Yeshiva, that Maaser Sheni Mamon Gevaya B'chlal does not mean that he's not the Bailam. It just means that it's Tarets Mamon is Mamon Gevaya. And therefore, Kepshutei Mamish, it's considered Ganav Mishal Aviv, even by Maaser Sheni. Ad Kan D'Shtikol, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down Amar Rava, Achal Basar Oif, Eina Nase Ben Sayer Umayra. And Rashi is Masbir, because Basar Oif isn't Mamshech as much as Basar Behema is Mamshech. Now, the Gemara asks the question that the Lashon of the Mishnah, which says, Achal Nevelis Atrefetz, Shkotzim Veramasim, Eina Nase Ben Sayer Umayra, is Mashma only because it's an Achilas Isser. But Shkotzim, Rashi is Masbir, is usually a reference to Oifis. Mashma, the fact that it's not Basar Behema, mitzad that, it's not a reason that it shouldn't be a Ben Sayer Umayra. And the Gemara answers, Ki tana nami masnisin lahashlim, which means, Rashi is Masbir, that this Ben Sayer Umayra ate a tartimar minus a kezayis of Basar Behema kosher, and the last kezayis was Basar Oif Tamei Shkatzim Urumasim. The fact that it's only Oif and not Basar, that wouldn't be a problem, being that it's only a miut and it's only being mashlim the shear. The only reason why it's a problem is, like the Mishnah says, because it's achilas iser. Hayyaitzeh, that the Gemara differentiates between basar oif, which on account of that you don't become a ben sarir amira, and achilas iser, which on account of that you don't become a ben sarir amira. In regards to achilas oif, if it's only a miut, he still will be a ben sarir amira. But in regards to achilas iser, he will not be a ben sarir amira, even if it's just a kazayas. What's the pshat in the nafkamina? So the chayyur, the pshat is pashit. Because in regards to basar oif, the chasaran is because it's not mamshech. That's a svaradika chasaran. Therefore, the Gemara holds, if it's just a miut which is basar oif, but roiv of it was basar behema, that would be mamshech. But in regards to achilas iser, the Gemara behemshech brings down a pasuk that it says, einenu shemea b'kailenu, b'kailenu v'lei b'kaila shalmakaim. That if he's also being oiver kaila shalmakaim, that's not an achila which is machayev ben sarir amira. Now that's a gzeiras akasev. So Amkain, if there's a shear that it has to be Eichel Tartimar Basar, which is a halacha l'maishem esinai ukumavur barambam, if any chelik of that shear is missing because there's a kezayas which isn't a kiyam of the pasuk of enenu shemeya b'kailenu, that will be missing in the shear of ben sarir amira and it's going to be pater. That's the chayre, the chiluk hapashet between the two. Now the chayre yesh lachkar, what happens if a ben sarir amira eats a tartimar of basar minus a kezayas? And that last kazayas was achilas mitzvah. Will that be able to be mashlim for achilas ben sarir amira or not? So l'chayre, this should be mitli tali in a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, which we mentioned earlier in this year. We mentioned that in regards to achilas mitzvah, Rashi is mafurish that there is no makar from the pasuk that achilas mitzvah is not included in ben sarir amira. When the Gemara brings the pasuk v'taim amai, it's only talking about achilas avera. Achilas mitzvah is just a svara, like the Gemara says earlier, that it's Einei Mamshech. Whereas the Rambam is Mefurish, and Hilchos Mamon Parag Zayin Halacha Beis, that even Achilas Mitzvah is also learned out from the Pasuk. And the Chayr, the Pshat in the Rambam is, because if we have a Taina on a Ben Sarir HaMeira for not being Shemei B'Kol Avu V'Kol Imai, that doesn't apply in something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes to do. So the Chayr, this Shaila should be mitli tal in these two Shitas. If you say like Shitas Rashi, that Achilas Mitzvah is not Exeris HaKasav, it's just that it's not Mamshech, so the Chayr, it's Daimer to Achilas Oif. Just in, like in regards to Achilas Oif, which is Be'etzim, not Mamshech, but if Reiv is Basar and only a Miyot is Oif, we say that altogether that would be Mamshech. So too in regards to Achilas Mitzvah, even if there's a Svar that Achilas Mitzvah is not Mamshech, you don't have Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku, he's doing what's expected of him, but if Reiv of it is not an Achilas Mitzvah, only a Miyot is Achilas Mitzvah, the Chayr we can say that it will be Mamshech. Mashenkel via the Rambam that it's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, so in that respect it's Daimut Achilas Avera. So just like the Gemara says that if even only one kezayas is achilas avera, it's still going to be missing in the shear of ben sarir umayra. So too, even if only one kezayas is achilas mitzvah, he will not be a ben sarir umayra. Ad kan this nakuda, and now let's go on to the next nakuda. The Gemara brings down that when the Mishnah is maisef ochal davar shehu mitzvah, the Mishnah means to add even tanchumei avelim. What's the chiddush in that? So Rashi with the maskul yisuya tanchumei avelim. The afagav, the takanta rabbanon ba'almahu, even though it's just a takana de rabbanon, still it's going to make that he won't be a ben sarir amira with that achila. The ime reisha, if not for this extra line in the Mishnah, we would have thought, hava amina chaburis mitzvah, hainu kaihanim sha'eichlen kachim, oib sachim. Now, this that Rashi uses as a mashal for achilas mitzvah der reisa, psachim, there's a mordik akasha from the Rogachover in Safras Paneach, Hilchas Trumas. And the Divrei Yecheskel in the Ashmatis for Siman Tesvav, he brings down two Tirutzim on the Rogachover's Kasha, and they're very Yisaitistic, and they pull together Kam and Yonim that we spoke about in this Shir. Frek the Rogachover, Achilas Pesach has to be Tzli. And there's an Isser in the Torah, Al Toichlu Mimenu No. What's the definition of No? So Rashi Masechta Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph says, B'divrei Amaschil No, Tzli Ve'enai Tzli. On the other hand, the Gemara earlier, on Amud Aleph, says a member of Reb Chanan Bar Molda, according to the beer of Ravina, that he's only a Ben Sarir HaMeira, only if he eats it Bashel V'lay Bashel, because he's like a Ganev, and if he's going to eat it Sli Mamish, or Bashel Mamish, he's not going to be Mamshech, like Rashi is Masber over there. So Imkain, a Ben Sarir HaMeira Be'emes, can never be a case of Achilas Pesach, because if it's bashel v'lei bashel, he's not mekayim achilas Pesach. And if it's sli mamish, that's not the case of Ansari Ramayra, that's mamshech. So Rashi's mashal of achilas Pesach is tzarachian. Azoy frekt the tzofnas paneach. And for the Devi Yecheskel, two mari de katerutim. The first teretz is that be'emes we spoke about, that bashel v'lei bashel in Arasugya isn't the classic definition of bashel v'lei bashel that we found in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos of Yudchesim and Beis, which would be Einer Roy Lachila, because then he wouldn't be over that Vera Deraisa if he eats Shkatzim or Ramasim. That's what we spoke about earlier, B'Shem, the Devar Yecheskel. Memela Al-Korch, we have to say that the terminology in our Sugi of Bashal Le Bashal really means that it was already Kamaichel Ben Drusoy. Now what about in regards to the Halacha of Tzli and the Isra of Na in regards to Karban Pesach? So the Menchas Chinuch of Mitzvah Zion says that the Isra of Na, which Rashi is Mefarish, Tzli V'Loi Tzli, that's like the Darga of Bashal V'Loi Bashal Masechta Shabbos, which it's not yet Roy Lachila. But once it reaches a Darga of Tzli, which is Roy K'maichel Ben Drusoy, that's going to be a Kiyum of Tzli, and that's not going to be included in Na. Im Kain, we have a Teretz to the Rogachover's Kasha, because even if he does it Ba'ifen of Bishal V'Loi Bishal, which is K'maichel Ben Drusoy, that's enough for Achilas Karban Pesach, and we could have a case where we have Bain, the Darga of Bashal V'Loi Bashal, which Rav Chanan Bar Molda requires, and Bain, the Darga of Tzli, which Achilas Karban Pesach requires. Adkan, the first Teretz of the Devar Yecheskel. Another Teretz, Zog the Devar Yecheskel, a Ga'inish Teretz for a Ga'inish Akasha, Hachav Amai Askinon, that Ben Sayra Umayra ate a Tartimar Basar minus a Kazayas of Bashal V'Loi Bashal. The last Kazayas was Tzli Gomor of Karban Pesach. Now, Zog the Devar Yecheskel, in regards to the halacha that has to be Bashal V'Loi Bashal, which is an Inyan min Asvara, because if it's not like that, it's not going to be Mamshech, that's daima to the Inyan of Achilas Basar Behema versus Achilas Basar Oif, which the Gemara says that as long as Reiv of it is Basar Behema, even if a Miyat is Basar Oif, that is going to be Mamshech, and he will become a Ben Sayer Meira. So too, in regards to Bashal V'Loi Bashal, as long as Reiv of it was Bashal V'Loi Bashal, even though one Kazayas was actually Tzli, that's going to be Mamshech, and mitzad that he would become a Ben Sayer Meira. But as far as Achilas Mitzvah is concerned, being that there was one Kazayas Achilas Mitzvah, the Devar Yecheskel holds that's Daimet HaKazayas of Achilas Aveira, and that's not going to be Mitztarif to becoming a Ben Sayer Umayra. And that would be the case where you can have Achilas Pesach, which won't be in contradiction to the Halacha of Bashal V'Loi Bashal. Now, this Devar Yecheskel is obviously going with the Hanacha that in regards to Achilas Mitzvah, even one Kazayas is Ma'akiv, just like in regards to Achilas Aveira. But we said that that's the Chayre Mitli Tali in the Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. Bishlam alafi the Rambam, that he says Achilas Mitzvah is the Inyan of Gzeres HaKosov, so that's Doimet Achilas Aveira, and as long as you're missing even one small part, it's not going to be enough to be a Ben Sayer Umayra. But the Fishitas Rashi, that he says that even Achilas Mitzvah is the Inyan of Loi Mamshech, so just like in regards to Achilas Basar Oif, and in regards to Achila of Tzli Gomor, lafi the Devar Yecheskel, that as long as Reiv of it is okay, we're going to say that that will be Mamshech, who had in regards to Achilas Mitzvah, as long as Reiv of it was Achilas Rishus, even though there was a Kazayas of Achilas Mitzvah, that's going to be Mamshech. So the Chayr that does not stim with Shitas Rashi, and it only stims with Shitas HaRambam. Now the Devar Yecheskel himself says, however, that this doesn't stim with a different Rambam. Because the Rambam, over there in Hilchas Mamre Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, when he's mitair, what's the story of Achilas Basar V'Yayin or Tartimar Basar of the Ben Sayer Umayra, he says, "V'zeh haloshen, v'hu sheyoychal mishkal chamishim dinar mibasar zeh b'melug ma'achas." He has to eat it, so to speak, in one gulp. And the makar to this Rambam is from a Tesefta in Perek Yud Aleph. V'zeh l'shein haTesefta, ein nasa Ben Sayer Umayra ad sheyitin l'toich piv kishir. Zok Devar Yecheskel, the halacha is k'mavur in the Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav. If a person eats achilas reshus and achilas mitzvah together, in, both of them are in his mouth at one time, the achilas reshus is mevatel the achilas mitzvah and he's not yaitze. So im kain, if he eats achilas rive of the tartimar, which is natzli, it's bashal le bashal, and he's not be mekayim mitzvah achilas karban pesach, at the same time as he eats the kazayis of karban pesach, which is tzli gomor, he's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas pesach, because the achilas reshus is going to be mevatel the achilas mitzvah. So Bechreach, this teretz can't be a teretz. So I yaitza that we have two problems with this teretz. First of all, if Fishitas Rashi, if Reiv of it is Achilas Rashus, it's not going to be a problem. Void the Rambam that goes with the Tesefta that says it has to be Bebasa Achas, the Achilas Rashus is going to be Mevatel Achilas Mitzvah. So Bechreach, we have to go back to the first teretz of the Divrei Yechezkel, that the gather of Bashal Vle Bashal and Aris Sugya is Be'emes Kamaichel Ben Drusai, which is a kiyum of the Din of Tzli in regards to Karban Pesach. Adkan the Shtikol, and now let's go to the next inyan. The Gemara says that a mitzvah or an avera derabanan, also through those, he does not become a bensari remaira. And we have to understand, why is the fact that it's a mitzvah or an avera only on a derabanan level affect the fact that he's not going to be a bensari remaira even on a deraisa level? L'chaira al pitaira, he's not doing a mitzvah or an avera, and he should have a din of a bensari remaira. So in regards to a mitzvah, l'chaira it's mitli tali in the two pirushim, the Rashi and the Rambam, as to why a mitzvah doesn't become a bensari umayra. Lefi Rashi, that it's because a mitzvah is loy mimshech, yesh leimar, that's a svara and a psychological inyan, that because it's not mayim genuvim, therefore it's not mamshechem to do it further. Im kain, even if it's a mitzvah derabanan, the same idea exists, and it's not going to be mamshech for the bensari umayra to continue to be zeil v'soyve if he starts with doing an achila, which is a mitzvah derabanan. However, lefi the Rambam, where it's Xeris HaKosov and it's the smite from Einenu Shemea Bekaleinu, it's Sarach Bir, why does that Xeris HaKosov apply even to a mitzvah, which is only a mitzvah on a Darabanan level? And so too, in regards to Avera, Lekuliyama, the Gemara says that it's Xeris HaKosov, Einenu Shemea Bekaleinu, Bekaleinu Vele Bekaleinu Shalmakim, that any time this Menserah Meir is also being over on Avera, that's not included in the Parsha of Einenu Shemea Bekaleinu. Vitzarech Ian, because in Avera Darabanan, Al Pi Torah does not constitute an Enenu Shemea B'Kayla Shalmakim, so he should be a Bensayer Umayra. So the Yad Ramah over here says, B'milim Ktsarim, because he's over on the Avera of Lay Sasur. Now this is Be'emes Toli in a major Naisei, whether every time a person is over on Avera Darabanan, if that's included in the Isser D'Araisa of Lay Sasur. And there's a very Choshev Amar Mokim, the Sefer Artes Achayim from the Malbim, on Hilchas Tzitzis, Simin Yud Gimel, he has a big arichas to discuss every time a person is over on a vera derabanan, is that considered enei ro'i on a deraisa level? And the nafkamina that it has in regards to what he's talking about is if a person wears tzitzis that are psulim derabanan, but it's kosher mederaisa, is he over haitzar mershus l'shus if he walks out with those tzitzis on Shabbos? Mitzad echad, being that mederaisa it is a kiyum of mitzvah tzitzis, so mederaisa is not being over on a vera vaitzah. Mitzad sheni, because midrabanan, they're not kosher tzitzis, maybe the Torah recognizes that it's a drabanan and it's considered ein roi even on a deraisa level, and he's over an avera of etzah even midaraisa. And he's marach to bring 12 rayas from different rambams around Yad HaChazakah that show that even something that's just also midrabanan is recognized min haTorah and it's going to be considered ein roi. His first raya is from a rambam in Hilchas Mamrim Perek Vav, Halach Yud Beis, which discusses in regards to the mitzvah of kibud avim, what happens if someone's father tells him to be over an avera? So it's nismayit from the pasuk of ish imay v'avatiro bez shabsoisei tishmayru, that a person should not listen to his parents if it involves being over an avera. And the Rambam says mefurish that hu adin if his parents tell him to be over an avera derabanan. So we see that the Torah recognizes the fact that derabanan this is asur, and it's nismayit from the pasuk of es shabsoisei tishmayru. His second raya of the 12 is from our sugya, which is gepaskent also in the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halachat Beis, that even if the achila that the Bensari Rumeira did is that if an Isser Derabanan, that's also going to make that he's not a Bensari Rumeira, and it's a smite from the pasuk of Enenu Shemea Bekeleinu, V'loi Bekeilei Shalmakim. So you see from here, says the Artes Achayim, the same concept that an Avera Derabanan is recognized and acknowledged Midar Raisa, that that's also considered that he's being over Bekeilei Shalmakim. The Ayin Sham, that he's Marech, 10 more rayas from the Rambam. And he's Messiahim, that this is L'chayre Mitli Tali in the famous Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, in regards to the Avera of Leisasur. The Rambam, in 5 places, in Yad HaChazakah, and in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he tells us that if a person is over an Avera Derabanan, he's Be'etzem essentially being over an Issa Deraisa. V'zeh L'shein HaRambam HaYedua, the Yesodistic Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shairish Rishon. Ki chol ma sha'omru chachomim la'asoysoy. V'chol ma'ase hiru mimenu, anything which the Chachamim either told us to do or not to do, kvar tziva Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai sheyitzavenu lekaimoi, v'hu amroi al pi ha-Torah asher yirucha v'ala mishpat asher yoyim lecha taseh. So that's a mitzvah saseh, to be mekayim, anything which the Chachamim tell us to do. And the Rambam's mamshich, v'hizhironu me'avor b'dovar mikol ma'ase tignu egozru, v'omar le'sosr min ha-dovar asher yigidu lecha yomen usmol. And so too, Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah already warns us not to go against what the Chachamim are matakin with the pasuk of Le'sosrim and Adover Asher Yigidu Lecha Yomen Usmol. That's the original place where the Rambam writes it. The Rambam afterwards says it again in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kufayin Dalet, and then again in the Minyan HaMitzvahs in the beginning of Yad HaChazakah, and then again in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he tells a vek that the Isra of Le'sosr and the Mitzvah of Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yirucha tells us min ha-Torah that we always have to listen to the Tzivuyim and to the Gzeiros of the Chachamim. And then again, in Hilchos Mamrim, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, where he says that if a person is Chaylik on a Gzeiro Derabanan, with that he can become a Zaken Mamre. That's the Shita Hayadua of the Rambam. Lefi the Rambam, it's understandable why in our sugya as well, if a Bensari Ramayra eats something that's Osir Midrabanan, so essentially he's really being over the Aver of Le'sosor, which is why it's going to be in a smite from the Pasuk of Einenu Shemea B'Kailenu, V'loi B'Kaila Shalmakim. And that's the Chayr, the Kavan of the Yad Ramah, that says that he's over on Le'sosor. However, the Ramban argues on that. The Ramban over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shoresh Rishon, he's marich with Rayas and Tainus against the Rambam. And his main taina is that we find all over Shas that the Chazal were more makel by a din midrabanan than by a din minatayra. Now, if lefi the Rambam, every din derabanan is essentially be'etzem a mitzvah and a law minatayra, so really there's no difference bachlal. And the same way we're machmer by every mitzvah and avera midaraisa, so too by every mitzvah and avera derabanan, because essentially it really is a mitzvah and an avera deraisa. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. And that's why the Arz HaChaim over there says that in regards to his nidin about walking out with tzitzis that are psulim midrabanan, so only lefi the Rambam will that be considered einei roi also on a deraisa level, and he's going to be over on the avera, the malacha of etzah midaraisa. But lefi the Ramban that says that a din derabanan is not included in the issa deraisa, that means that the Torah does not recognize bechlal the fact that it's usher just because the Chachamim said so. So on a deraisa level, he's not going to be over on the avera of etzah. Which brings us lechayer back to our sugya, that bishlam lefi the Rambam, it's understandable that an avera derabanan is going to be nesmayed from einenu shemea b'kailenu avaloi b'kaila shalmakim. But lefi the Ramban, why would being over an avera of eating on a tainus sibor be nesmayed from the pasuk, being that midaraisa, this is not being over b'kaila shalmakim, and it should be included in the parasha of einenu shemea b'kailenu. V'ayin oidon the Maratz Chayas in our sugya, he also is mazber pshat in our gemara based on the Rambam, but lechayer it's a pella, how is Ramban going to be mazber pshat in our gemara? But achara ion, this question is not shver, because the Ramban himself, over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Sherish Aleph, he says something which seems to be a stira to the whole sheet of the Ramban. V'zeleshen Ramban sham, shekivon shenemar lemoisha b'sinai, sheyikablu aleihem Yisrael mitzvahs bezden hagadol. Once it does say in the Torah that Klal Yisrael has to be makabel the mitzvah of bezden hagadol, and that's that pasuk of Alpi HaTorah sheyirucha ubo heim v'tiknus elu. Kvar nemru kulam l'moisha b'sinai. Be'etzem, says Ramban, he also agrees that essentially they have all been said l'moisha b'sinai. Ein hefresh b'neim ba'amir ha-sinai. As far as Amir ha-sinai is concerned, there is no difference between a usual mitzvah d'araisa and something which Bezdan HaGadol was metaken. So what is the difference? Zog the Ramban, el shazeh b'prat v'zeh b'chlal. Dinei ha-Torah mamish are b'prat, whereas dinam d'rabbanan, which we're mechuyev to listen to, are bechlal. What does that mean? So it's Yidua, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in Kaivet Shiurim Chelik Beis, in Kuntras Divrei Seifrim, Simon Aleph, in Ois Lamed Beis, he brings down a pshat from Rabbi Chaim Brisker. Zogt Rabbi Chaim, the difference is that at Isra D'Araisa, the actual thing mitzad atzmai is Osir. For example, a Melechas Shabbos, it's Osir to do that Maisa. An Isra Biyam D'Araisa, it's an Isra Biyah. Mashenk in regards to an Isra D'Rabbanan, this is what the Rambam and the Ramban are arguing about. Lefi the Rambam, a melacham d'rabbanan, a shvus, is also aser mitzad atzmai. Once the Torah gives authority to the Chachamim to make an iser, So the Chacham actually created something which is Osir Mitzar Atzmai. This is a Malacha on a Darabanan level. And so too, in regards to a mitzvah, if the Chacham said, Yimachuyev to be Kairi Megillah, Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah Mitzar Atzmai, is a Chiyev to be Kairi the Megillah. Mashayank and the Ramban holds, the actual Isra and the mitzvah don't become Isurim and mitzvahs Mitzar Atzmam. The Din HaTayra just is, you have to obey what the Chachamim said. So if the Chachamim said, go ahead and lay the Megillah, or the Chachamim said, don't do this Malacha, so by doing that, you are being Mekayim, listening to what the Chachamim said. So the Maisa Mitzvah is not the Maisa Kriyas HaMegillah, the Maisa Avera is not the Maisa of carrying on Shabbos, rather the Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Avera is the general klal that I'm obeying Divrei Chachamim. That's the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. Lefi the Rambam, the Chachamim have a klayach to create it to be an actual mitzvah, an actual avera. Whereas lefi the Ramban, it's just a general halacha, listen to the Chachamim. Whatever the Chachamim told you to do, listen to them. Daima says Rabbi Chanan, to the chiyuv of listening to a melech. If the melech tells you to jump, so you have to jump. Not because jumping became a mitzvah, but because that's how you listen to the melech. So too, in regards to Bezdin HaGadol. And that explains why we find kulis in regards to Yisurim Darabana, which we don't find in Yisurim Daraisa. Because Yisurim Daraisa, which heim atzmam are mitzvahs and averis, we have to be machmer. Mashenkin Yisurim Darabanan, which is just the klal, go ahead and listen to the chachamim, but the thing mitzvah atzmai isn't a mitzvah or an avera, that's more kuladik. Hayyotze, that essentially, bein ladas haramam, bein ladas haramban, included in the Isra of Leisosur, is not to be over an avera Darabanan. They just have a dakastika machlekes whether or not the avera turns into avera mitzar atzmai, that's shitas Rambam, or whether or not it's the klolius avera of not listening to divrei chachamim, which is shitas Ramban. Nachzor le'inyanenu, when the Torah is memayit einenu shemeya bekeilenu, aval shemeya bekeile shel makim, that can be memayit an isra derabanan even l'das Ramban, because bottom line l'das Ramban, if a person does not makim what the chachamim said, he's not obeying the Chachamim, and by not obeying the Chachamim, he's not obeying Kaila Shel Mokayim, who said to obey the Chachamim. The fact that it's not an Aver Mitzad Atzmai doesn't make enough Kamina Legabi this miut of a Nenu Shemeya Bekailenu Avaloi Bekailai Shel Mokayim. Adkan this Inyan, and Adkan the Shir from Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.